In Surah Al-Jin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something really interesting. He says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. And that's a basic point, right? But actually, it has profound consequences. He says, and know that the masjids belong to Allah, that they are Allah's. And we have this sort of concept that pops up in other places in the Quran and the Sunnah, that the masjids are for Allah. They belong to Allah. They don't belong to you. They belong to Allah. And everybody knows, it's no secret that in North America, we have a problem when it comes to our masajid. We have a problem when it comes to our places of prayer. That more often than not, they are run and managed like they are somebody's house, right? We have sort of our own personal predilections, the things that we like, the things that we don't like, and we don't see the type of leadership that puts the community first, the type of leadership that is trying to facilitate better and better, improvement and improvement, right? And some people, it becomes, you know, in certain communities that I'm aware of, alhamdulillah, not here, it's even a point of ego, right? Look at how much I donated to the masjid. I built this. I did this. The masajid are for Allah. They're not your ego trip. They're not your legacy. Yeah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, you know, then you're going to have some sort of legacy for the good that you did. But this thing doesn't belong to you. And honestly, that's what leadership is. Leadership is able to let go, right? Leadership is able to turn something over, to build something and turn it over. And the second that you're not able to lead in an effective way, you step aside for somebody else. Or if there's a particular type of task that you can't do, you step aside when somebody who's more qualified comes. It can't be about you. This isn't your house. This isn't your living room. You don't get to call the shots, right? The masjid belongs to Allah, and it has to be organized the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, and it has to be managed in something that is focused on what's in the best interest of the community, not just what the board wants or doesn't want.